Chapter 1. Hayley Powell shoved her feet, not in any rush as she walked home from school. She had decided to take the scenic route through the forest, preferring it to the hustle and bustle of the main road. Her father would kill her if he knew. There had been a few incidents recently, but they had always been after dark. She'd be fine. It was still broad daylight outside. Besides, she was too depressed to care what happened to her. Fridays were the worst day of the week for Hayley, and she wasn't looking forward to the weekend. She had developed a crush on Brendan, one of the boys at school, and hated that she wouldn't be seeing him again until Monday. Visions of his studio face and geek boy glasses popped up in her mind. Her friends called him a dork, but Hayley saw past his nerdy exterior and had somehow fallen head over heels in love with him. She'd never admit this to her friends, though. They'd give her a hard time, and worse still, word would get back to her boyfriend Rocco. A pang of guilt jabbed her in the stomach as she thought about him. Rocco, the captain of the first 15 rugby team, was popular and a huge boost to Hayley's ego. After rugby games, girls would swoon around him like wasps to a can of Coke. It made her proud knowing he was hers. She was popular just by being with him. There was a problem, though. He didn't make her heart flutter, not like Brendan. Ah, Brendan, tall, slender, graceful, and smart, you'll never know I exist. The odd time she had flirted with him, he hadn't noticed her. His head always stuck in a book, oblivious to anyone around him. How can I seduce him? She wondered as she ambled along. Something caught her eye on the side of the path. She looked down and saw it was a pile of shredded paper. Why were people litter in such a beautiful forest? Ugh. If she saw the culprit, she would tell them to pick it up. She continued on when a thought occurred to her. By ignoring it, she was just as bad as a litter bug, and wondered whether she should go back and get it. No, it was best to carry on home as it would be getting dark soon. A short distance further on, some more paper appeared on the edge of the path. Discarded as rubbish she could understand, but who would be dropping piles of shredded paper? Maybe a bird had dropped some on the way to its nest. This time she did the right thing and picked it up. Hayley was about to throw it in her backpack when she noticed writing on each of the strips. It's probably confidential by the fact it had been shredded, but being inquisitive, curiosity got the better of her. She brushed the dirt off and unravelled one of the shreds, printed it in bold font for the words, "Beware of your thoughts." She giggled. How weird. It's as if they knew what I was thinking. Perhaps someone had put these down for a treasure hunt or something. Oh well, that's still no excuse for littering, she thought, and shoved the shredded paper into her backpack, ready to throw it in the bin at the end of the path. Her thoughts drifted back to Brendan. Maybe she could look him up in the phone book, find out where he lived, and accidentally bump into him. She had already tried following him on Facebook without any success. Of course, he wouldn't be on social media. He's non-conventional, and she liked that about him. Up ahead, she noticed a small shred of paper on the path. Definitely some sort of game someone had laid out. She picked it up and again noticed a message. This time it read, "Beware of what's around you." Spooky. What if it wasn't a game? What if someone was hiding in the bushes? Her father's warning rang around in her head. A noise came from the trees, putting her on edge. Her eyes darted left, then right, but no one was there. There it was again. It sounded like the old style fax machine her parents once had, dialing a number. Her heart thumped in her chest. Was someone there? Silence. With shaking hands, she reached into her pocket and grabbed her phone, ready to dial 111 if need be. Should she call her father? No. He would ground her for a month. It would be a lesser punishment crossing an imaginary nutter. Some leaves rustled. Her heart stopped. More rustling. Cold fear shivered down her spine. Oh, why didn't I listen to Dad? She was about to run when suddenly two birds burst out of the trees, flitting about, chasing each other. Tooey, she laughed as she watched them flirt together. chirping their little mating call in the way only Tui do. Strange enough, they did sound like a fax machine. Those shredded bits of paper had unnerved her. Hedy picked up her pace and tried to ignore her out-of-control imagination. She wished Rocco were here to keep her safe. Nobody would dare mess with him. As well as being a top rugby player, he was also a black belt at karate. He was a great coach, so why on earth was she thinking about someone else? Brendan popped up in her mind again. She laughed at the thought of him trying to fend off a nutcase wielding a chainsaw. Maybe he could outwit them with his brain power. Still, her heart skipped a beat as she thought about him. Another pile of shredded paper appeared on the edge of the path. This was becoming exciting, like being a star in her own horror movie. Unruffling the paper, the words read, "Beware of your actions." She shoved the paper in her backpack, determined not to let the messages get to her. They're not personal, she told herself. What if someone were watching her, though? They might be angry with her for ruining their little game. Too bad. She was doing the right thing by clearing up the litter and should be rewarded for her actions. The sun was beginning to set, so she broke into a speed walk. As much as she thought this whole message thing was probably just a joke, she didn't want to find herself in the forest after dark. Her phone battery was low and she had no torch. Another pile of shredded paper glared at her from the edge of the path. She tried to ignore it, but it seemed to be screaming, "Go on! You want to pick me up? Go on, do it!" She hesitated for a second before bending down to retrieve it. The message read, "Beware, you have been warned." There was a noise in the bushes up ahead. Leaves rustled as footsteps stomped around. Someone was there. It was too big for birds. The stomping got closer. What should she do? Should she turn and run back the way she had come? Or should she continue along the path and hope it was nothing?